Welcome to Confidence on the Go, the podcast about accelerating your personal momentum in life by inspiring you to believe and achieve. Whether you have fitness goals, business goals, or personal dreams, this is your source for success. Here is your host and your coach, author and personal trainer, Trish Blackwell.
Hey guys, welcome to Confidence on the Go. This is Trish Blackwell, your host of the podcast that is all about accelerating your personal momentum in life so that you can, one, conquer life with confidence, and two, live life to the fullest. So many people in our society today just get through the day. They just make it through life. They live throughout the day, just getting from point A to point B and hoping to have an okay time and just make it. And I am convinced that there's a better way to live. And I am here to share that with you, my thoughts on that. And that as a community together, that we can inspire others to live the change as well. Because you truly can accomplish anything in the world that you want. And that's the best thing my parents ever taught me. And it was so empowering. As ever since I was a little girl, they taught me that I can do anything, anything. And if you didn't have that same message given to you, please take my message and let that be yours, because it rings true. What you believe is what you actually achieve. And so the only thing limiting us in life is ourselves. And I know it's so trite. We've heard it all the time. So why is it going to be different this time? Because I want you to stop being so cynical or so negative and thinking that these theories and these concepts apply to other people but not to you, because your laundry list of excuses or reasons why you know it's just not going to work for you, and woe is you. And I'm just saying, let's cut the woe. Let's nip it in the butt and stop letting yourself make excuses to yourself. I am a personal trainer, if you don't know, and one thing that I cannot tolerate, I actually refuse to tolerate, is excuses. I take great pride in my clients making progress, and some people make faster physical progress and faster than mental and emotional and vice versa, because I truly believe that the true life transformation is a total package. It's a life coaching process. So it's not just about losing weight, but it in all cases, my clients know that they cannot come to me with an excuse. They certainly can provide an explanation, but they know the standards. And here's the standard. The standard is that you do your best, that you try everything, that you apply yourself, that you don't make an excuse for not turning in a food journal. And that, more importantly than anything, that you believe in yourself, even especially on the times when it doesn't come naturally. It's the times when you push through when it doesn't come naturally that make the change. And so guys, today we are on episode 11, and we're going to be talking about being who you are and not who you were. Because this week in my full-time job at American Family Fitness, I've been hearing about people just a lot of complaints going on. And I sent an email out to my staff yesterday, just straight up. I mean, it's awesome and motivating, but it was also pretty stern and saying, this is it, guys. We are a team of trainers, and we refuse to take complaints or negativity from our clients. And therefore we're not going to do it as a team either. Do not tolerate any negativity in your life. You will have doubt, self-doubt, fear. Those things are natural. Do not mistake those for negativity. And if you're not experiencing fears or doubts or that little bit of nerve, if you're about to do something that you really want to do, then you're probably not playing in the right, what Todd Durkin tells me, my mentor, stratosphere. You need to be playing in the big leagues if you want to make any kind of difference in your life, if you want to leave a legacy, or if you just want to experience life into the fullest. If you aren't willing to step out and do something that scares you a little, if you just want to be comfortable and you just want to play it safe, then you're going to live a pretty boring life and leave very little impact. And I know that you don't want that. And I know that you're worth more than that. And I know that you have more to give to the world than that. And so I think it's our obligation to invest in ourselves, to make ourselves the best version of ourselves possible, so that we can then invest in the world and those around us. You've been given skills and talents and dreams and visions and things that you love for a reason. And you have to apply those things. You have to choose to apply them. One of the greatest things we have is the power of choice. And you can choose to be mediocre, or you can choose to be yourself. And so in thinking about this week, I just realized that a lot of people make excuses because I think we're so attached to our fears of who we once were that we're desperately afraid of becoming that person again. So I know a lot of people who have lost weight, major weight, and the whole time they can never enjoy, but they definitely struggle to enjoy their new life and their new body and their new just fitness level. And instead of enjoying the moment and the present, they get burdened and torn down by who they were in the past, that they can't separate themselves from the identity of being overweight that they were in the past, that to the effect that it sabotages them, they either self-sabotage or they live with this kind of constant, silent, nagging fear that, what if I backslide? What if that's who I become again? And being a recovered eating disorder, conqueror, someone who recovered from extreme body dysmorphia and body image issues and eating disorders of all types, it was shameful for a while to have in the back of my head, especially being a personal trainer who preaches on nutrition and body image and loving yourself, where you are today. And it ate me alive to think that in the back of my mind, I was still afraid of, well, what if I'm not completely 100% okay? What if I'm not happy with my body today? And the thing is those are irrational fears about who we were. Things about myself that I was ashamed that I was and was so afraid of turning into again. And I had to realize that rather than seeing shame in that, I changed my perspective and saw joy and gratitude. If I had not gone through that 10 years of fighting myself, feeling trapped inside my own body, feeling like I was isolated from the world and that no one knew my deep, dark secrets of self-hatred because I put on an amazing show of perfectionism and being this all-around athlete, it was easy to hide and inside I was dying. Had I not gone through that 10 years of pretty close to what felt like hell, I would not be able to be, there would be no way I could even be an effective personal trainer. There would be no way I'd be doing this podcast show. I wouldn't even have any kind of concept of how important confidence is and what that means. There's great beauty in that 10 years of suffering and struggle for me. And it's part of who I am. It makes up my identity, but it is not who I am. And I want to be clear with that. A lot of what I do in my coaching and my confidence coaching, and for those of you who have been listening to all the episodes of this podcast from the start, know that I'm a big proponent of believing in yourself. But to believe in yourself, you have to know who you are. So that's my logo. If you guys have seen it on my Facebook page or perhaps my webpage, trishblackwell.com. And by the way, Facebook page is just facebook.com/trishblackwellfitness. And there's a lot of you guys out there actually who've been requesting my personal Facebook, which is under Trish Blackwell as well. But the difference is I just don't get on the regular Facebook that much. I'm really truly only on Trish Blackwell Fitness. So if you do want to interact with me, please go over there. If I don't take your friend request, it's not because I don't want to be friends. It's just because I honestly don't get on the personal one very often. I'm on the other one daily. So just a little heads up there. But without that past, I wouldn't be able to be where I am today. And the same thing is with you. So stop living in fear of who you were and be who you are. And there are things about your past that maybe you want to reframe. You have to reframe. You have to let go of the pain. Any pain in the past that you have not addressed, and if you've buried that down, that is going to become explosive. You have to identify and work through pain and hurt and the betrayals of your past. And perhaps it's a betrayal from someone else, or maybe it's from yourself to you. I struggled severely with my own self and trusting myself, because if I hurt myself for 10 years, how can I trust myself that I'm actually going to make good decisions? Why is it different? Am I really different? I didn't trust that I'd actually changed. And so that's the thing with training your mind. Training your mind is just like training any muscle. The more consistently you train it, the stronger it becomes. It's constant. You have to keep training it. You guys are already doing that by listening to podcast shows like mine and others, by reading books about becoming a better version of you, by reading, by watching TED Talks, by listening to sermons, by doing whatever it is, by meditating and taking yoga, whatever it's doing that's investing in yourself, do not stop. Train your mind. That is what's setting you apart from most other people in our culture right now, is they're on autopilot. And I don't believe that life should be autopilot. I love the word joie de vivre. And many of you guys have heard me say this, but for my new listeners, I have to share this. I have one tattoo and one tattoo only. I'm not someone I ever thought would get a tattoo, but I have a tattoo because I did my Iron Man, and it's my favorite French phrase that's around it. And it says joie de vivre. And I love that phrase. It means joy of living. And if you've read my book, The Skinny Sexy Mind, you know that joie de vivre is just infiltrated throughout. It bleeds through the pages, that whole concept of joy of living. But what I love is that I see on my body every day the word joie, which is joy. And it's like, I see it and it's like a command. I'm like, it reminds me that joy is a choice. The way I see the world is a choice. My attitude every day is a choice. Also vivre, and vivre is an infinitive. It's V-I-V-R-E, and it means to live. And it reminds me that living is an action. It's not something that happens to me. It's not something that this is who I was and this is who I'm always going to be, this just rolls into, and that I have no control over it. We have great control. We've got choice. It's one of the greatest blessings and gifts that we've ever been given. So use it. Don't let that be thrown away, and choose to live. Refuse to be on autopilot. And it's when I'm on autopilot, or if I slip into that I feel most unlike myself. I also see myself go back into fears and thought patterns of where I was in my days of self-doubt, my days of darkness, when I wasn't sure of who I was, and I was trying to be like everyone else, and I just wanted to earn approval, and just wanted to be pretty enough, I just wanted to be fit enough, I just wanted to have a hot guy think I was cute, I just wanted to be accepted, and I didn't know where I fit, and so I struggled, and I worked hard, and I wanted to stand out, but I didn't want to stand out, and it was this constant, confusing battle, and I wanted to make a difference, but I didn't know how, and I didn't think I was capable. And so you guys can see it becomes a snowball of, you get lost in so many different thoughts and fears that you lose who you even are. And so when we get into these moments as we're training our mind, and we're not living on autopilot, when we're getting and becoming more and more self-aware, but we slip and we fall into a moment of doubt of thinking, am I really different than I was yesterday? You have to write down and acknowledge that yes, you are. Any day that you are working on yourself is one day that you make yourself better. And I love that I'm in the fitness field, because it makes this analogy so tangible for me. If I'm a runner, every day I run makes me a better runner, even if it's a bad run. And the same thing with my weight loss clients. If you, every day that you're doing, you're walking and stepping into the gym, and I don't care if it's just for 10 minutes or for 2 hours, if you're doing something, that's better than doing nothing, and that sets you apart from who you were yesterday. And so we've got to let go of this tied identity. Now, I want to be very clear, who I am, I will never be embarrassed of who I was, or the things that I was able to experience in my life that built up to being who I am now, because they are opportunities to grow. They're part of the adventure. They're part of my journey and helping me discover my purpose and who I am. So give thanks and celebrate the things about your past, but don't live in the past. And if you live in the past, you're going to forever be tied there. And if you live in the past, a lot of times we make excuses and we start saying that this is how I've always been. This is just how I am. No, I'm just a little bit shy, so I'm not sure if I can step outside of my comfort zone. Or I've always been a little bit overweight, so now that I'm very overweight, I don't really think it's realistic for me to lose weight. This must be how I am. They're all lies. Just that is living in the past. So you have to stop yourself. You have to see and acknowledge when you're letting your mind go to who you were versus focusing on who you are today. And yes, there are going to be people who probably hurt you in your past. You have to let go of that pain. You have to forgive them. You have to move on. You certainly can learn from situations, but hanging on to that anger or bearing it down it's holding you back. It's like a ball and chain. It's like a heavy shackles that you're putting on your ankles, and you're trying to run, and you're wondering why you're not going anywhere. And that's wise, because you have to let go and move forward and be in the present and stop being held back by the past. The past is a beautiful, beautiful fire in which we are refined, but it's something that we can't stay in if we want to really be refined and move on and be the best us that we can. So one of the, actually came across a great quote in thinking about this topic this morning for you guys, is Dale Carnegie actually said, he goes, "Are you bored with life? Then throw yourself into some work that you believe in with all your heart. Live for it, die for it, and you will find happiness that you never thought could be yours." And guys, I'm just going to pause here. I actually stopped the recording. I realized I was having a back echoing in the recording. So thank you for making this far. I don't want to re-record my content because I want to be authentic with you. And I know that fresh me is more authentic me. So thank you for making it this far. Hope the quality of sound is better. If you guys ever have any issues with sound, please don't hesitate to let me know. And I'm always know that I'm always striving to make these episodes and these shows better and better each and every time. So I'm not always the best with technology, but I certainly am going to always put my best foot forward as much as I can. Okay, so now back to what my train of thought was going on. So I also wanted to share with you Stephen R. Covey, who is the great author of Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, one of the best books ever written. He said that every human being has four endowments. Those are self-awareness, conscious, independent will, and creative imagination. These give us the ultimate human freedom, the power to choose, to respond, and to change. And that's so powerful. I'm going to read it again. And notice that he lists of the four endowments, these four gifts that we've been given and entrusted to us. He lists self-awareness as the first thing, as the first gift that we have within our power and our control. So never underestimate the power of self-awareness. And then also never underestimate our power to really change. You are not stuck in who you were. You have the freedom to grow and change and become who you are meant to be. And that we are creatures of reinvention. And that's what's so beautiful about humankind. So he says again, every human has four endowments: self-awareness, conscious, independent will, and creative imagination. These give us the ultimate human freedom, the power to choose, to respond, and to change. And so I was in my own kind of personal experience this week of, I did at one point slip into kind of my old thought patterns of thinking who I once was, and instead of realizing who I am now. And with a little journaling time and some time with my husband, just talking about some stuff and helping me separate, okay, Trish, these are, you're buying into negative, you're buying into old comfortable thought patterns. And I stopped myself because I'm like, wow, I'm not going to let that happen. Once I realized and identified, why do I feel so crappy? Oh, because I'm believing old lies that I used to believe all the time. And I am stronger than saying, oh man, why can't I start thinking that way? I'm stronger by experience, by knowledge, and just simply by belief that I know I have the power to control my thoughts. I have the power to choose good thoughts. I have the power to surround myself with positive people, with people I aspire to be like, and people who are going to invest in me, and people that are going to inspire me to be the best version of myself, and who will not tolerate letting me dwell in toxicity. So it got me thinking, and I wanted to, we've got 3 points I kind of want to go over with you guys today. One is how to figure out who you are. Because that's, you know, I'm preaching about, make sure you're always being yourself, be yourself, be yourself. Well, what if you don't know where to start to find that out? So we're going to talk about that. Number two, how to figure out when you are not being who you are. And then number three, how to get back to being who you are when you realize you're not being yourself and not being authentic. So, and you guys have also hopefully heard the great quote from Oscar Wilde that says, "Be yourself. Everyone else has already taken." And gosh, how true is that? But let's dive into section one of the show today, how to figure out who you are. And I'm just going to go through some examples and recommendations that I want you to do. If you are really serious about making some major change in your life, you need to start with figuring out who you are. And I mean, you're going to have to do some soul searching. Do some soul searching. Question everything. question everything you've been told, question everything you believed, and make sure that you believe what you believe because you believe it. And make sure you're choosing to be who you are because it's who you are, not because it's who you've been told that you are. So first and foremost, listening to podcasts like this is a great place to start, because hopefully I'm inspiring some challenges and questions in your mind. My goal is to challenge you. Number two, get in a mastermind group. Be around people that you want to be like. We become like the five people that we spend the most time with. So pick your friends and your acquaintances wisely. Never underestimate the power of journaling. Journal, journal, journal. And I mean gratitude journal. I also really believe in a negativity journal. Every time a negative thought, you write it down, you cross it out with a Sharpie, you rewrite the sentence in a better wording and more positive phrase so that you can build that belief. And yeah, is that time consuming? Absolutely. But I'll tell you what, a little bit of time spent now can change your life forever and change the way you experience the world forever. So it is worth it. If you care enough to have the life that you want, it's worth 15, 20 minutes a day of just small daily disciplines to train your mind. So journaling is extremely, extremely powerful. And you might need to journal about your past so that you can work through some of it. I highly recommend getting in therapy. Just like Dr. Jen Berman says, she recommends that every person goes to see a therapist for a solid year. It's not because you're sick or because you need it, but everyone needs to understand their own psychology better. Talking with a neutral person can do wonders for your perspective and your understanding of yourself. So another thing is, you certainly can try join in one of my programs. I've got confidence coaching. It's a 30-day intensive program. My insiders group, tons of different options. Make sure you're reading good books. Explore new things. And I mean explore. And when you're journaling and you're thinking about things, I recommend to people to make a list. Make a list of all the things that you love to do and try to make it exhaustive. For a solid week, I would recommend you just having a scrap piece of paper or a very small journal and writing in it all the time. Anytime something comes up, like I like to bike ride. You see someone bike riding. Hey, I like that too. Write it down. I like to pick wildflowers. I mean, it can be as random as you want or as specific as you want. I like the way my fingers feel when they dance on the keyboard when I type. I love writing. Writing makes my soul sing. If I could write all day for the rest of my life, I would be overjoyed. So figure out what it is that makes your heart sing. Now, if it's like I had to struggle, I started swimming at the age of four. And I always identified with being a swimmer. Now, do I love swimming? Absolutely. Does swimming make my heart sing? Sometimes. And it's specific things about swimming. I love doing backstroke. Backstroke makes me feel like I'm at one with God. It's crazy. I don't love swimming that much because I've been doing it for 20-something years at a high level. It involves 4 to 5 hours a day in the pool. It's a lot of work. I still love it. I love being in the water. There's certain elements that is absolutely, it feeds my soul. Same thing with running. But for years I struggled with what really made my heart sing, because all I knew was being a swimmer and being an athlete. And so just because it's something you've done your whole life doesn't mean that you have to love it. And you can say that you don't love it and still love it. Like, I love swimming, but it's not what makes my soul sing right now. It's not something I feel called to do every single day. Would I enjoy it? Would I enjoy swimming in the ocean every day? Absolutely. But it doesn't have to be, there's no conflict of identity there. So even if it's something that you haven't done your whole life and you just discovered, do that. I just discovered surfing and snowboarding. They make my heart come alive. So keep trying new things. Try. And you are never, and I repeat, never too old to try something new. Okay, let's dig in the next section, how to figure out when you're not being who you are. And so just a couple points on this is that it's that moment when you feel off, that moment when you feel like you're kind of just copying others or you're going through the motions. I guess the best way to put it, guys, is that when you're on autopilot, you're not being yourself. You're not being authentically you. And so that's when you need to stop yourself and go, okay, how did I get to this point? When did I lose myself? And when did I start just going through the motions? If you can identify what caused you to go to autopilot, you can start being empowered on how to not make it, let that happen again. And ask yourself, am I doing this because I love to do it? And I do, am I doing it with a heart of love and service, maybe service for my family or friends, or maybe you're volunteering, or am I doing it because I feel like I'm supposed to do it? There's a big difference in a volunteer of any type that really wants to be there and a volunteer that is trying to do it for approval, to just be noticed. Oh, look at me, I'm volunteering. So when you think about, and that's just an example, but there's a big difference in motivation. So when you're going through your own motions and you find yourself on autopilot, ask yourself, where's my motivation? What is my true, what was truly incentivizing me here? Is this making my heart sing, or am I doing it because I think I'm supposed to? There certainly are things in life like eating broccoli that you just do anyways, even if you don't like it. So making your bed, cleaning your house, doing your laundry. I mean, please don't take this to the extreme. I mean, in daily living and in your thought patterns and your actions and the things that you're doing and in your activities, what are you doing? And are you doing them because you really love them? Or are you doing them because it's just what you've always done? And if it's just what you've always done, that sounds pretty boring to me. And I'm going to challenge you. Are you bored? It's like Dale Carnegie said, I'm going to share that quote again because it's just so relevant. Are you bored with life? Then throw yourself into some work that you believe in with all your heart. Live for it, die for it, and you will find happiness that you never thought could be yours. So find what is it that you would stand up for and die for. And go do that. Go stand up for something. Stand for a cause. Leave a legacy. Whatever you do, don't be in this mediocre category and bored with life category. You're worth more than that. You've got so much more to give than that. And then finally, how to get back to when you figure out, what do you do when you figure out, okay, I'm not being myself. I think I know who I am. But how do I get back there? How do I stop these actions? And how do I make a change? And my answer to that, guys, is to, you just got to do something radical. You can't hope for change. I get a lot of people at the gym that say, well, you know, I'm hoping to lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 200 pounds, whatever it is. Well, are you hoping to do it? Or are you going to do it? Like I was speaking with somebody recently who has an addiction to the scale. And I said, she told me she weighs herself 10 times a day and it's obsessive and she can't stop. And I used to be like that. And I understand it completely. And so to break that, I threw my scale away. And I told her, she said, Trish, how do I do it? What do I need to do? What do I need to do? Like, how can I break this addiction? And I said, you got to do something drastic. Throw your scale away. Have your husband throw your scale away. And she like froze and she goes, I can't do that. Like, yes, you can. If you're not willing to be uncomfortable, then don't pay me lip service and tell me that you want to change. And I would tell that to my client. I told it to her. I'll tell it to you guys. If you're not willing, if you're unhappy at the weight you're at, but you're not willing to stop eating the sugar and the Mountain Dews and driving somewhere instead of walking down the street, if that's an option, if you're not willing to make those small changes, then stop telling me that you want to lose weight because you don't. You don't want it bad enough. You have to want it bad enough. You also have to think that you're worth it. But I think we all know that we're worth it, but we don't believe that we can do it. So if you don't believe in yourself, let me believe in you for you. You can do it. But you have to first be willing to take that first step. You have to step forward. You have to throw that scale away. You have to start something. Stop hoping, guys. If you want something to change, you have to change something. Be bold. Take a risk. I sent an email this week to my insiders, my mastermind group, and I challenge them to be risky. I challenge them to be uncomfortable with their life because a comfortable life leads to a mediocre life. I mean, you sort of just become average and we're better than that. We are so more deserving of something just average that we get by, we make it through Monday to Friday, and we are on autopilot. And I'm just challenging you to live a different life, that there's another way to live. Challenge that status quo. And it starts with doing something risky. And so I'm sharing what I'm doing that's risky. And I want you to pick something this week that's risky that you're willing to commit to. And then maybe it's that you throw the scale away. Maybe it's that you start writing your book. Maybe it's that you cut sugar from your diet and really take that seriously. Maybe you actually make that appointment rather than thinking about going to therapy. You actually go to therapy. Or because you got stood up by two therapists, you actually go back and say, you know what? That wasn't intentional. They didn't do that on purpose. I'm going to give them another chance. Whatever it is, stop making excuses and just do something. If you're really unhappy in your job, find another one and quit. Start your own business. Do something. Life is way too short to be wasted this way, wasted with half living. So my risk this week is, I shared with you guys, I love writing and podcasting, actually. I love writing more than anything. And so I've got so many more books inside of me. And it kills me because I don't have time to write them. And in talking with some friends and some mentors this week, I realized, what a double standard. I'm telling you guys not to make excuses. And here I am denying the thing that makes my heart come most alive just because I don't have time, because I'm answering emails, doing other things, creating apps, whatever. A million great reasons, except for the one thing that's going to really fulfill me and leave a legacy. And so there it is. There's my excuse and here's my risk. I'm committed to a writing schedule now. I'm setting aside and decided it's going to have to be 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. I don't want to wake up that early, but I gotta put away my wants versus the calling of my heart. So once I get into the habit of doing 1 month of waking up from 5 to 7, 2 to 3 times a week to write just on that one book, then it's going to become natural. It's going to be something I look forward to. It's going to be something that makes me grow. If I don't do that, my next book is going to take me 2 years to write instead of 6 months. So my challenge to you is, don't just hope for change. Take a risk. And I don't just mean take a risk and say, okay, I'm going to start a book and just that's your decision. That's not risky. You just said something. That's it. The riskiness is actually following through, having the audacity to step forward and pursue your goal. And I want you to be the type of person that does what they say they're going to do. And so I've just told you guys, I'm going to write from 5 to 7 a.m. I might make that 5:30 to 7:30 a.m., but I'm going to write. That book is going to be out soon. And now that I said that to you, I have to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. What is that? What is that you have to do? I want you to do it. If you want to share it with me, email me, trish@trishblackwell.com. I would love to hear what you're going to do. Post it on my Facebook page, whatever. Find a way to share, because the more people you involve, the more likely you're going to follow through and do it. And maybe you never follow through on anything. This is where I want you to do it. Your riskiness comes in following through and not being afraid of others being jealous of you, not being afraid of leaving an impact. And what happens if it's overwhelmingly welcomed? Or we have so many irrational fears that we self-sabotage and we don't let ourselves get to the point of our ultimate goal because we're afraid what happens when we get to that goal. So maybe your risk is actually just following through and to completion and not being afraid. Just do it. Find a way to do it, and then do it, and do it, and do it. Take that risk. Refuse to live a comfortable life. Because comfortable life is a boring life. An exciting life, an adventurous life, is an amazing life that's full of just stories and adventures and legacy and comforts, obviously. But not dull complacency. Do not let yourself think that you are only worth being average. It's up to you. You're the only one that can change any of this. You're the only one. So get to know yourself. Make sure you're not copying other people. Be yourself. Figure out what makes your heart come alive. And then when you find yourself, it's natural. We all go on autopilot. We all are going to get off kilter sometimes and lose ourselves. But you just continue that self-awareness. Keep training your mind so that you can catch yourself when you are off kilter, so that you can get yourself back to who you are, being who you are in the present, rather than dwelling on who you were or letting who you were keep you held in bondage. Guys, as always, thanks for hanging out with me. I know your time's valuable. I just love you all. Amazing emails, amazing community. You guys are an amazing listening, just community. We have almost 30,000 listeners. It's awesome. It's all because of you guys. just sharing with one another. So if you have any topic recommendations, you can always request on Facebook. I love to hear requests or take questions. We're going to have an open question call pretty soon. Also, if any of my shows have touched you in any way, a review on iTunes means the world to me, or just simply recommending my show to someone else so that someone else can be inspired and motivated and just encouraged. Share a little bit of love with people today. Stand tall. You are amazing and worth it, and you can change your brain by making small decisions. Be who you are today. That's it. That's all you have to do. If you are who you are today and that's it, then you've accomplished what you need to do. Love y'all. Have a great, great day wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whether you're driving, running, whatever. And again, my apologies for the sound quality on the first half of this show. Y'all made it through, so you rock. Stand tall today. Be yourself, and that's it. That's it. Spread some love. Go change the world.
Thanks for listening to Confidence on the Go. Love the show? Let us know by leaving a review on iTunes. Now, go get out there and love the skin you're in.